Did you get your fill of Capes and Scowls? Good. Now make sure you head on over to our good friends at SuperliminalFilms.com. SuperliminalFilms.com, a member of the Capes and Scowls
Welcome
podcast
back,
family.
Capes and Scowls, minisode number 7, and this is Tim along again with Leander. Leander, sir, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, thank you very much, sir.
I always enjoy it when you're doing wonderful. I'm going to do some quick reviews here of some comics that came out recently. The very first one, this will be the quick half of it, is a book called Lady Killer by Dark Horse Comics by Joelle Jones and Jamie S. Rich. I was drawn to this book because I don't buy into the whole number one thing. I'm not going to just pick up something because it's a number one. In this age, you just can't do that. You'll lose so much money on these Marvel and DC reboots, Marvel in particular. But the cover is this classic 50s-looking mom mopping the floor with a bucket full of blood. The cover's pretty gruesome for, you know, this housewife. Assumed. And when you read the book, you find out that I don't know if it's supposed to be in the 50s or it's like this weird I'm assuming it is, but there's not enough evidence yet of that. But she is a killer. She is a trained hitwoman. And you don't find out a ton of information on it. You find out, you watch her do one of her first hits here, where she poses as the Avon lady. Goes into this woman's house and has a fucking slugfest with her. It's very gruesome. I won't say this is like the most amazing book ever. I believe it's a 5-issue miniseries. And I'm torn on whether or not I want to see it through or not. But it wasn't terrible by any stretch of the imagination. Mm-hmm. It was just, it was exactly what I thought it would be. And I'm not very invested in it, so I don't know if I'm going to keep reading it. But the violence was there. It was perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I expected. This is, you know, psycho mom killer thing. Right. And then she goes home and cooks dinner and pretends everything's normal.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of intrigue. You meet her boss. They set up where she's going to be for the next issue. It's not a terrible book at all. And I think you guys should check it out. The art is great. I love the art. That's what really brought me in. Because when you draw uber violence like this, it's got to be a certain way. Or it's just violence for the sake of violence.
Yes.
Which, believe it or not, I'm against. So
well, here's a question for you on that, Tim.
Sure.
Is she psycho killer in terms of, like, she's having this slugfest, but she has this, like, perfect mother smile the entire time? Like, she's creepy psycho? Or is she, like, when that happens, does she get in serious mode and, like, no, it's time to kick butt?
It seems a little back and forth on it. Like, she goes into serious mode, and it's not as quick as she probably hoped for, the person she's taking out. So, but you see there's moments where she realizes she's getting the upper hand, and there is this creepy little smile. But you don't think of her as gruesome as she is. You don't think of her as psychotic. You think of her as hit woman. You know, she's doing this job. I really enjoy the art. I would love to see other things by these two, but I'm not 100% if I want to get the whole mini.
Sure. And that's unfortunate, because I will say, as soon as I saw it, I was actually drawn to it immediately. Not knowing the full story, I could make up my own story from the cover.
Sure, just from the cover, right.
I feel like it could be amazing. It almost like it came out at the wrong time. I don't know what that means.
Sure.
But for some reason, I feel like it came out at the wrong time. I don't know what that means. I feel like it could have been big. That concept is amazing.
Yeah. And like I said, the writing's there. The art is amazing. The art is definitely what drew me to it. But at the same time, the writing, it is what you want it to be. The cover doesn't misdirect you in any way. Mm-hmm. It is what it is advertised as. And when you have a book, even a book that's not as good as this, I'm still happy with that, where it's like, you're not leading me astray. It's like, here's what this is. If you're going to check this out, you probably like this. Okay. And that's fair enough for me, you know? So I gave this book, you know, a pretty high grade for what it was. But it wasn't like blow me away, you know, but I did enjoy it.
Okay.
So my final book on this minisode, we have to talk about it. It's like the biggest goddamn thing this week.
Oh, jeez.
Star Wars number one.
Whoa.
Star Wars back to Marvel.
Crazy.
It's such a political behind-the-scenes thing of the Disney acquisition and Dark Horse having Star Wars for like 20 years or whatever the fuck it was. But I really feel like
this book was really good. It's Jason Aaron, who's known a lot for his Thor stuff in recent years. And I believe he did Original Sin. He's a very good writer. This book, I wanted to read it just to know if it was good, because I knew it was going to sell like crazy, and sure. It's been selling because it's Star Wars.
I mean, yes, of course.
Those diehard Star Wars fans. For me, the book's fine. I like the book. I like the story. Things happen in it I wouldn't have suspected. For example, C-3PO can't get the Millennium Falcon off the ground. They're hiding. They're infiltrating this Empire base. It takes place between Episode 4 and Episode 5 of Star Wars, so it's in that sweet spot where there's a lot of story that could be told.
Sure.
But at the same, Vader's still there. Mm-hmm. Everybody's still alive. Nobody's really been offed yet. But the thing is that the story isn't like super, super amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Dark Horse story that Brian Wood was writing right before they had the shit can, it was just as good. It was in the same kind of sweet spot. So it's like, it doesn't really grab me as much as it would if there wasn't already this amazing book that was going.
Right, right.
In fact, I feel a lot of people jumped off that book because they knew it was going to end. Yeah. I was reading that book and I stopped. I probably have 15 issues of it and I stopped because I knew.
Mm-hmm.
It was only a matter of time before Disney got the license and just took it back. There are cool things like Chewbacca trying to snipe Darth Vader, which is fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
The way the characters look, the way the characters talk to each other is accurate to the shows, to the movies, to everything.
Yeah.
But I wasn't super blown away. I didn't expect this to be a book I would get again.
Yeah.
If you're a Star Wars fan, you absolutely want to read this.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a sci-fi fan in general, you might still want to read this. But if you're a jaded guy like me that's kind of like, I already had a good book, I don't want to start again. And, you know, it's... With Marvel, it's like, how long will they keep Jason Aaron on here? He's one of their big hitters.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to use him for events. They're going to use him for other things. How long until Joe Schmo is writing this book?
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's one of the big problems with Marvel.
Right.
Not to say that we haven't gotten great Joe Schmoes out of that, but at the same time, what are we going to do about that?
Yeah, my only issue with something like Star Wars, especially one that's in between episodes, like 4 and 5,
yep.
How do you grapple with the fact that you know, like Chewbacca sniping Vader, you know he's not going to hit him.
Right.
And even if he does, you know what the outcome is going to be.
Right.
There's a whole movie about it. So we know what's going to happen.
I guess for Star Wars fans, the more filler, canon you can have, the better.
Okay. All right.
Because that's kind of how the Dark Horse stuff was. It went beyond the movies, and it went in sweet spots in between. The books were the same way. And there's a lot of great material from Dark Horse and from the books and from all these other things. And I think people who aren't diehards, like me, who enjoy Star Wars, but I'm not a diehard, I'm not buying everything,
yeah.
I'm not stalking, you know, Mark Hamill at his house. If sure. I am, it's because, like, hey, remember you played the Trickster once? So.
Nice.
So basically, the whole thing of it is, if you're not a diehard, you're just kind of, like, more of the same. Even when it's good, it's more of the same for me. So, right. If you're a Star Wars fan, you will like it. If you're a sci-fi fan, you will like it. If you just need a book to fill in your pull bin, it's not a bad choice at all. It is not, by any stretch of the means, a bad book.
Good review. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So that is our episode. Once again, check us out on the YouTubes and the iTunes, and the Facebook is one of the easiest ways to get in touch with us if you'd like to. And our website is capesandscalespodcast.com.
Yes.
I had a brain fart. And capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com. We've had so many different addresses and things, yes. I get brain fart.
But, so, but you did the correct one. You did
there
the
correct it is. One. So thank you very much for checking this out, and we'll see you guys again later.
Adios.